At St. Anselm College Friday morning, T-shirts with the slogan, New Hampshire, Where Women Rule, were flying off the shelves, and posters commemorating the gathering of New Hampshire's all-female delegation were going like hotcakes. The history of the moment clearly wasn't lost on those lucky enough to snag a ticket to the sold-out event, and it wasn't lost on the women elected to office either. Representative-elect Ann McLean Custer said the 2012 election was a watershed moment in her life, not as a politician, but as a woman.
I was young with Title IX, you know, the first sports teams for women, the first schools were opening up to women, businesses were opening up to women. And now we've reached that critical tipping point where why would you hold back 50% of the brain power?
Custer was joined Friday by Representative-elect Carol Shea Porter, along with Senators Kelly Ayotte and Jane Shaheen. Governor-elect Maggie Hassan also took part in the panel discussion. Hassan will become the state's second female governor, a path paved by Shaheen. While recognizing the accomplishment of an all-female delegation, panelists agreed there is still work to be done. Custer said ads she faced during her campaign against Charlie Bass were disrespectful to women. Shaheen says more women need to run for office, saying there are thousands of positions at the local level that go vacant each year.
You can start anywhere. So I would say to all of the women in the audience, to all of your children, to all of your girls, tell them to run, because that's how we're going to get a woman president.
The discussion steered away from policies and politics, but Shaheen and Ayotte agreed the most pressing issue facing the nation is reducing the debt and avoiding a so-called fiscal cliff. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.